third unit, the theatre. Tell me, ye muses, under whom, beneath what chiefs of royal awe, of humble note, stood forth the embattled Greeks, the host at large? If you also wish to experience few moments of the life in Kurian City, just like then, thousands of years ago, the only thing you have to do is watch on a summer night, a theatre performance of an ancient tragedy, here at the theatre. We guarantee you that this experience will be unique. The path leads you to the south edge of the hill, where the famous and very well-preserved theatre of the town has been preserved. The search for locations with good acoustics led the Greeks on the slope of the hill. Most of the times, the ancient theatres were set up on slopes of hills and hewn in a rock. The theatre of Kurion also follows this rule. We remind you that the ancient Greek theatre is one of the few architectural shapes that were not surpassed throughout history. On the contrary, it responded to the new needs and passing through the centuries. It is still alive today, thus 2.5 millennia after it was discovered in Athens. Theatres are still being built across the universe, copying more or less the ancient Greek model. Just like in all ancient Greek theatres, three parts of the theatre can be distinguished. That is, the auditorium, the orchestra, and the scene. Auditorium was the space for the spectators. In the auditorium, there were rows of seats that could provide accommodation up to 3,500 spectators. Access to the auditorium was through passages and gangways. The auditorium is usually divided into passages, which serve the movement of spectators. The passage here was dividing the rows of seats in two-thirds of the auditorium's way up. Around the backside of the theatre, there was a corridor, which was connected with the passage through five gangways. The gangways between the auditorium and the scene lead to the orchestra. These passages were also used for the processions during the official ceremonies. Above the uppermost seats, there was a colonnade, encircling the auditorium and shaping a portico above the vaulted corridor. Between the auditorium and the scene lies the orchestra, which is the space where the choir was moving during the performances. The choir was a vital element of performances. It was the group that supported through singing and dancing the protagonists. The orchestra is semicircular and was closed on the seaside by the scene building. The scene, the space where actors were performing, was a high stone-made building. This part of the theatre was a very important element, as it was the most visible part for the spectators. It was usually representing the straight front of a temple or a palace, though the scene building was changing every time, depending on the types of performances. Each period destroyed the previous structure of the scene. Only the foundations of the scene have been preserved to present. The original theatre, built in the 2nd century BC, was smaller, while during the 2nd century AD, it was enlarged to its present shape. Archaeological research has proved the continuous use of the theatre for many centuries, through the Hellenistic and Roman periods. When in the 2nd century AD, the theatre was enlarged to its present dimensions, the scene building was remodeled as well, with imposing marble columns and cornices, of which some fragments may be seen south near the ruins. The sides of the theatre were supported by three huge buttresses built with large rectangular stones. The next important change to the theatre occurred towards the end of the 2nd, early 3rd century AD, with some remodelling, like the addition of a metal grille, in order to stage the popular spectacle of the time, hunters pursuing wild animals. The three lower rows of seats were removed, and a metal grille was provided along the top of the arena wall, so as to place the nearest spectators at a safe distance from the orchestra, which at that time was the arena. Even now, the gangway at the lowest part of the auditorium, which was used as a refuge for the hunters when they were not engaged in the arena with the animals, is still to be seen. Towards the end of the 3rd century, the arena was reconverted into a proper theatre, and the lowest rows of seats, roughly cut and laid, belong to this reconstruction. In the 4th century, the theatre appears to be abandoned. and since then it has suffered serious destructions from the abstraction of building material out of its massive walls. The auditorium of the theatre was reconstructed by the Department of Antiquities in 1961. After its reconstruction, the theatre is used for cultural events. Its famous acoustics has not lost its quality. See for yourself. Stand in the centre of the orchestra. Sing. Recite something and hear the echo of your voice. The sound, crystal clear, reaches up to the highest rows of seats. Due to the marvellous adaptation of the theatre with the landscape, since the slope of the hill functions as a resonator. Although the theatre is used today each summer for performances of ancient drama and other cultural events, just like all Hellenistic theatres in ancient Greece, the Kurian Theatre was used for the ancient tragedies of Aeschylus, Sophocles and Euripides, but also for the comedies of Aristophanes. Nevertheless, do not forget that the ancient Greek theatre is born in the rural feasts for the honour of god Dionysus and is connected with the religious worship of the god. Dionysus was a god who has been incorporated into the Greek customs and dominated, acquiring partisans, feasts and his own song, the dithyramb. The roots of drama and theatre, more generally, are placed into this choral chant. The first theatrical groups were then created with the volunteers, who were disguised as goats by using the sediment of must, trigia, and were dancing by singing the dithyramb, which was hymning the life and triumphs of Dionysus. However, drama continued its evolutionary course, reaching culmination with Thespis, inspiration in the middle of the 6th century. Thespis joined the choir wearing a mask, and instead of singing, he began to recite and reply in a repeated rhythm. This new idea became popular in Attica and constituted the landmark in the later theatrical history of Europe.